Hi, my name is Rachel Grimm, and today I'm going to be reading The Halloweener. It was written by Dave Pilkey, and it was published by the Blue Sky Press, which is an imprint of Scholastic Incorporated. All right, get settled, because this is a good one. The Halloweener. There was once a dog named Oscar, who was half a dog tall and one and a half dogs long. Because of his unusual shape and size, all of the other dogs made fun of him. "Wiener dog, wiener dog," they called him, and Oscar did not like it one bit. Oscar's mom was no help either. Every morning when the dogs walked off to obedience school, Oscar's mom stood in the front yard waving and calling out, "Farewell, my little Vienna sausage," and the other dogs laughed and laughed. Most of the time, Oscar was upset by all of this, but not today. Today was Halloween, and Oscar was thinking about other things. All day long at obedience school, Oscar daydreamed about Halloween night, trick-or-treats, and scary costumes. When Oscar got home, he dashed upstairs to start working on his scary Halloween costume. But when he got to his room, there was a surprise waiting for him. "Happy Halloween, my little sausage Link," said Oscar's mom. "I've made you a costume to wear for all the trick-or-treats." When Oscar saw his costume, he nearly fainted. It was a giant hot dog bun, complete with mustard. And guess who was supposed to fit in the middle? Oscar didn't want to hurt his mom's feelings, but he decided to wear that silly costume. That night, all the dogs on the block gathered to show off their costumes. Everyone was looking quite scary. Then Oscar showed up, looking quite frank. When the dogs saw Oscar in his silly costume, they howled with laughter. "Look at Oscar," they cried. "He really is a wiener dog." Poor Oscar was so embarrassed. "Wiener dog, wiener dog," laughed the other dogs as they ran off to go trick-or-treating. Oscar tried to keep up with the dogs, but his silly costume kept slowing him down. All night long, the other dogs hounded every treat they could get their paws on. So by the time Oscar got to each house, there were no treats left. Soon trick-or-treating was over, and the dogs walked home past a spooky graveyard. Suddenly, a horrible hissing sound filled the air. The dogs stopped dead in their tracks. Then, out of the graveyard, rose a ghastly monster. The dogs screamed for their lives. They dropped their treats and jumped into a nearby pond. The monster moved closer. "Please don't eat us!" cried the dogs. The monster yowled and hissed. "Boo! Boo-hoo-hoo!" sobbed the dogs, all scared. The monster jumped up and down. "Somebody save us! Somebody save us!" shrieked the dogs. Just then, somebody did show up. It was Oscar. Because Oscar was so short, he saw something that no other dog had seen. "That's no monster!" cried Oscar. And with a loud bark, riff, Oscar waddled to the rescue. Oscar chomped and tugged with all of his might. Rip! And there, standing in the moonlight, were a couple of ornery cats. "Help!" cried the cats. "We're being attacked by a giant Frankenfurter!" And they ran off screaming through the graveyard. The dogs in the pond had seen the whole thing, and now it was their turn to be embarrassed. "We've been chased into a pond by a couple of cats," they moaned. But Oscar was a true friend. He leaped into the water and swam out to the dogs. Oscar's silly costume made a wonderful life raft, and the dogs climbed right up. "All aboard!" Oscar called, as he dog-paddled back to the shore. When they got back to dry land, all the dogs shared their Halloween treats with Oscar. Because Oscar had been so brave, the dogs changed his nickname from Wiener Dog to Hero Sandwich. And from that night on, nobody ever made fun of Oscar again. Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween from your favorite librarian, and please call back again. Toodles!